One of the most controversial plays in the history of soccer came in the 1966 World Cup final. The game was tied in overtime when England drove the ball toward West Germany's goal.
There's a chance for Jeffhurst, and he's hit the bar! It must be a goal! I would have thought that went in, but he's not given it!
England ultimately was awarded the goal and won the game, but fans still argue over whether the ball really crossed the goal line. This kind of fight happens often in soccer, which doesn't use instant replay. As NPR's Nell Boyce reports, a new high-tech soccer ball may soon end the second-guessing.
It's a cold, sunny day at a training field near RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. The champion soccer team, D.C. United, is practicing kicking goals. The goalie rarely lets the ball go over the line or into the net.
Is that your first goal?
Yeah.
Wait.
Getting a goal is even harder in a real game. The referee often has only a split second to make the call. John Baker, head of refereeing for the English Football Association, says the appeal of soccer is that the ball is in constant motion. There's no time to go to the video.
We have a game that I think if we were constantly interrupting for a view from the stand, then I think players, spectators, and managers would get upset.
But fans also get angry when referees make mistakes. The next time they tune into a world championship, a new kind of soccer ball may make the referee's life a whole lot easier.
Mitten im Herzen Nürnbergs ist im Frankenstadion das erste.
This is a promotional video put out by Kairos Technologies, a German firm, and the research institute Fraunhofer IIS. They've teamed up with sports giant Adidas. Their new ball looks normal. But inside, at the exact center, lies a tiny transmitter. It can send 2,000 signals per second to detectors hidden around a stadium. In the video, Fraunhofer spokesman René Dunkler says this lets a computer track the ball with great precision.
Diese ID wird empfangen von den Empfängern.
The signal is sent to the receivers. Using the computer network, the position is then calculated to the exact centimeter. It's based on how much time it takes for the microwave signal to travel from the ball to the detector.
The system can be linked to a special watch worn by the referee. John Baker, the English refereeing expert, says that when the ball gets close to the goal line,
the watch will then vibrate. Referee will glance down at his watch and it'll say goal or no goal.
The companies have shown that the ball can survive everything that will happen on a soccer field. Machines have hit it with far more force than a human kick, and it's given the right results for all kinds of questionable goals. The results of these tests have convinced soccer's governing authority, known as FIFA, to give the ball a try.
We've had for a long time lots and lots of requests for not turning our back on technology, but actually, you know, moving with the times. And we've always said that as soon as the times are right and as soon as the technology is right, then in fact we would go with it.
Back at RFK Stadium after practice, the players are uneasy. They agree with their teammate, Freddie Adu. He thinks the occasional wrong call is an essential part of the game's drama.
It's all part of it, man. It's part of being an athlete, and it's part of being a world-class athlete. I mean, just got to deal with it. It makes you a better person, and it definitely makes you a better player.
After all, he says, technology's not the only answer to this problem. Players already have a way to make their goals count.
If you're going to score a goal, make sure it hits the back of the net. That's all I got to say.
That's easy to say if you're one of soccer's biggest stars. This September, the ball will be used at an official match for teenagers held in Peru. If all goes well, look for the ball in the 2006 World Cup. Nell Boyce, NPR News.